Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
And we thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum today as we're going to talk with Solvita Blood Center. We've got Mark Pompilia with us, Donna Kederman. And Mark, Donna, good to see you again. Thanks for coming.
Good to see you, Kevin.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, some things too. Many lives to save and also, you know, many games, you know, to celebrate. And Mark, I know people between like April 29th, which is, you know, it's next Monday, and also June 1st, at any of your, you know, blood drives or your center, there's, you know, people can get a couple tickets to see Steelers-Bengals in Cincinnati.
Yeah. You know, we have given away season passes. They're hard to come by now. Bengals doing well, and you got to get on a waiting list. But we managed to scrounge up some tickets for the Steelers-Bengals game. They haven't named they haven't given us the date yet. You know, they haven't got all that announced. But anywhere you donate, just register to donate between April 29th and June 1st, and you're automatically entered in to win it. And we'll follow up with more giveaways for Bengals tickets as the season goes on, or as the spring and summer go on to get ready for the fall.
That's right, yeah, and then people, please be patient with that. As you said, they're still kind of working on that as far as, you know, when they play, what time, all that stuff. But you get a lot of interest in that. You know, there's obviously tremendous Bengal fan base here, and then there's also some people that like the Steelers as well. So everybody will like
that. Yeah, that went into the decision to try to forget that game. We know the terrible towels will be out. But it is at Paycor. Be clear about that. So whatever the date, it's in Cincinnati. And you know, it's a division where you just pick a weekend, pick a game. When it comes to division teams, it's wide open with the talent in this division. So we'll see how the season goes, and people will want to see the games.
That's right. And a nice thing, too, that you do that, you know, those little extra incentives you put out there where it's a way, I think, also of thanking people, right, you know, for their time, you know, for the gift of life and saying, you know, we appreciate what you've done, and if all works out, we got a couple tickets for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, we want to feel in tune with what people are talking about and excited about, whether it's Taylor Swift or the Bengals or some other prize that we're giving away. But we always, always are emphasizing that this is to help us with the need, to help us with when we're in shortages, which we seem to be, you know, pretty frequently. And just to say thank you. But there are other ways that we say thanks and gifts and that you get at a blood drive. This just adds a little bit of fun. You know, it's just something to talk about and get excited about.
All right. And also, you know, some of the things that you have coming up on Monday, you know, today already, but in a couple of days that people want to, you know, come to Coldwater, you've got a kind of little 3-hour or so window there, right, where people can come to, you know, 515 West Sycamore, right, in Coldwater.
Right, yes. That's it's actually Wilmer Navator. It's corporate blood drive, but they open it up to the community. So that's on Wednesday, April 24th from 10 to 1. And if you missed that one, we have a blood drive over in Riestein at Moeller Brew Barn. And that's a fun little drive. They're very generous. Nick gives a coupon or a token for a pint for anybody who donates at that, registers to donate at that blood drive. And that's from 11 to 3 on Friday, April 26th, right there at Moeller Brew Barn.
All right. And, you know, to keep going with that, too, next week, a couple places, you know, if people want to head out to Osgood, you know, the famous Do Good restaurant.
Right. Yes. Get some good food after you're done donating. So, yes, that's Monday. All of these drives have plenty of openings, but that drive is from 1 to 5 there at Do Good restaurant there in their basement. Next Tuesday here, right here in Salina, we have a drive at the urgent care. That'll be a bus drive, and it's from 2 to 6. And then on Wednesday, we have our drive out at the PBS building at the fairgrounds. Again, lots of appointments. We're going to be there all day, 1 to 7. That's a place that you can donate platelets as well and double reds. So if you're used to giving power reds or double reds, we will have our tremas there, and you'll be able to sign up to donate double reds that day or whole blood.
All right. You know, now I think it's as good a time as any to ask about that. We've talked about that a bit before, but people might say, well, what's the difference between donating blood and donating platelets? Wouldn't you be donating platelets if you donate blood? People might have questions about how that works, right?
Right. Well, typically cancer patients or leukemia patients that get a lot of platelets, they need a lot. So what we do is we use a process called apheresis. So when someone comes in to donate platelets, they're actually hooked up to a machine called a Trima. And then your blood is taken and kind of run through a filter, and the red cells are pulled out. That blood goes, the red cells go back to you, and then the platelets come out and they're collected in a bag. And depending on your platelet count, you can give, you know, 1, 2, or 3 units.
All right, and as I understand, too, that we also get into the importance of, you know, when you're getting blood or platelets, shelf life also, right?
Right, yes, yes. Platelets are only really good for about 5 days, so until we get them into the center, do the tests we need to do, and then get them back out to the people that need them, a lot of times we've got like a 3-day window for them. So there's just a constant need for people to donate platelets, and you can actually donate every 8 days, so we'd like to kind of keep our platelet people coming back in.
I'm sure of that. And also, as Mark has talked about in the past, for a lot of people, this can get rather personal. You know, they might want to donate platelets because they've had a family member or friend who fought leukemia. They may have lost somebody, and this is their way of just trying to keep their memory going, or to, you know, make something positive come out of a tragedy that may have even happened years ago, but they still think about that mm-hmm. person.
Well, it's so true, Kevin. I mean, everybody can look left and right and find an association with cancer in the family themselves, maybe friends everywhere. That's why platelet donation is so important. 42% of platelets go to hematology and oncology, you know, helping cancer patients. So when you're donating platelets, you may be thinking about the fact that, oh, I donate to help someone who's been in an accident. That's seriously important to help them. Well, platelets are involved with helping a trauma patient too. You may be thinking that when I give blood, I'm helping somebody who's had surgery. Yes, you have to have blood on hand to help someone through surgery, and those happen pretty regularly. But cancer patients are receiving platelets on such a regular regimen over and over again to help their bodies, you know, to help stay alive because of their chemotherapy. They're not able to produce these platelets on their own. And these are the elements in the blood that help the blood coagulate. You just can't live without them, and that's why we're here, to provide that.
Another nice thing about that, too, is unlike years ago, when I think the prognosis for certain things was always bleak, you know, years ago, we're seeing advancements, and we're seeing people survive.
It's true, and it's miraculous. You know, I know that when you talked about leukemia, it is so uplifting to see young people that have been helped through not just places like Solvito supplying blood, because they necessarily receive whole blood and platelets as part of their treatment, but Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, you know, you see people rallying for these young people fighting these different variations of disease. But I always remember, having met kids and their families over the years, is that the truth is, those success stories are wonderful. They're heartwarming. But you wouldn't be telling these stories if there wasn't so many times where it doesn't work out, where it doesn't go well. And that is so sobering. Kids that you met and saw grow for X number of years, and then they're no longer here, they didn't make it. And sometimes, sad to say, sometimes we're just giving them a little bit more time. Maybe more time to heal, maybe more time to find a cure, but maybe just to make it through a Christmas or another birthday. And so, like I said, if it wasn't for that, those unhappy endings, oh, you probably wouldn't be talking about this need at all. It's like, everything works out fine. Well, it doesn't.
And I think we know that. And, you know, I had a classmate, you know, a sophomore he was, and it was leukemia. And, it was kind of hard to describe, mm-hmm. right, how that felt and how sad it was, how unfair it was. And, what a shock it was when you realize, yeah, that could have been me or you or anybody. That's tough on young people too.
Oh wow. Well, you've given me an opening. Let me tell you about a young man that I met. Who was diagnosed with leukemia when he was a sophomore in high school, as your friend, or actually a junior, but he didn't think he was going to make it. His name's Will Davis. When he was diagnosed with leukemia, he didn't know if he would finish his senior year. This was at Fairfield High School down near Cincinnati. Thanks to blood donors, he graduated with his classmates. In fact, when I met him for the first time, he was helping out at the blood drive right before graduation when just 6 or 8 months before, the school had rallied with a new blood drive in his honor when he was still going through treatment. Treatment with platelets and plasma was critical to his recovery. My platelet count was below 50, platelet count. They couldn't operate on me. At one point, it went down to 4. I received blood and platelets, and I received more platelets than blood. I figured out how incredibly important it is to give blood. This was just, you know, a news flash to him. But I love this because it was so insightful for such a young person. I remember when I first got in there for anemia and they hooked me up, I realized I'm getting blood from another person right now. I realized there are thousands and thousands of people who are also getting blood and platelets and need it every week. So thanks to Will for spreading that message.
No question. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Solvita as we continue here on Spectrum. Don't go anywhere.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive asked, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy 4 or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
This is the place.
Hey! Yo! This is my grandson, Mike. It's his 18th birthday.
Man.
Wow! One of the best years of my life.
Well, when I was 18, ladies used to think I was fine.
Yeah, your grandma made me.
Oh, come on, man!
He's a smart guy, but I thought he could use a little advice today.
Mm-hmm.
Start putting away some money.
Call your mother.
And now that you're 18, you need to sign up with the Selective Service System.
Remember Jamie Thomas?
Yeah.
Heard he didn't register and was denied a job with TSA.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Save money, call mom, and register with SSS.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Grandpa, this boy got that police head, the kind that roll up and stop wherever he wants to.
Oh, but that's the boy's head.
I don't know what to do with.
Be the man. Register with the Selective Service System today at SSS.gov.
Good looking boy, but an ugly head.
Hey, we're back on Spectrum, and we are talking with Solvita, with Mark and Donna. We've been obviously talking a bit about some of the upcoming drives. There's a couple that we wanted to make sure people knew about, circle on their calendar, especially the ones that go on longer, Donna, like the Mercer County Fairgrounds, Wednesday, May 1st, 1 until 7. That's 6
right,
hours,
1 until 7.
You know?
Yes, yes. So it gives people a lot of opportunity. If you're working, you can come after work, or if you're a second shifter, you'll have some time to come before work. And really, you know, we're getting into that time of the year where, you know, we're not in high schools. The high schools are finishing up. That's about 20% of our normal collection throughout the year. So it's really important to get people out in the summer, even though they're busy. We need them to come out and donate and kind of make up for that 20% that we're losing with the kids, you know, being out of school.
Not to mention also on that, the next day, Thursday the 2nd, at the American Legion of Maria Stein, you got a noon to 6 one. On
we do.
One,
so, we do. And again, a platelet appointments over there, as well as whole blood. Plenty of openings. Just go to donortime.com to sign up or give us a call. Our phone number is 937-461-3220, and somebody on the other end will be happy to get you signed up.
Hey, Donna, that one on at Maria Stein American Legion in May, that's not Reed's blood drive, but is Reed going to have a blood drive later this year?
We're talking about, actually, so I've heard that Reed's doing much better. And
talking about Reed Ranley,
I believe
a leukemia patient.
From what his aunt said, that next year in May, that, you know, if he makes it all the way through, he'll be, without any reoccurrence, he'll be, you know, kind of celebrating an anniversary then. And so we're talking about maybe having an honor of Reed drive at that time.
Well, we hope all the best for him.
And that would be wonderful indeed. And the other thing is, with both of these drives, during the day, 1 to 7 or noon to 6, I think most bosses, if you tell them, hey, I'm going to take a longer lunch break and go donate blood, they'll have no problem with that. I always expect, though, that someone's going to call me on the phone, a boss, and say, will you stop giving my employees time off? Because I've said that for years, you know, whether it's for a blood drive or other things, you know, oh, I'm sure your boss will let you go. I always talk for a lot of bosses, but I feel confident in saying most bosses would be cool with that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Donna would love to talk to some of those bosses about maybe bringing a blood drive to their business, you know?
Yes.
And you know, makes it very convenient.
People, you have your own incentives, whether it's the tickets you give away or some of the awesome shirts and things, mm-hmm. but I bet a lot of bosses could come up with stuff like, hey, if you donate blood, we'll do cash Friday for you the rest of the year. I mean, there's so many incentives, you know?
Yes, actually, Wilmer and Avator, the blood drive that's happening Wednesday for their employees, if they show up, register to donate, they're offering them an extra hour of PTO. So not only do you get the cool shirt, but you get an extra hour of paid time off.
I don't like that.
And you donate on the clock.
Yeah, donate on the clock and leave an hour early or something. You know, you can't beat that.
That is such a win-win. That is such a win-win. You get time off, but you can do it right at work. And yes, it's a little bit of loss of productivity for the company, but their employees don't have to leave campus to go someplace to donate. They're right there. And it really, I love to see the teamwork that it kind of creates. And people feel so part of something, you know. They love their work, you know, you hope, but this helps them, you know, really unite in a different way, and it's just very encouraging.
You can love your job dearly, but hey, who doesn't like a vacation or some time off or something, right? Or casual Friday, right?
Oh, I know some folks like the little break in the routine.
They do. Yeah. That's a good point, too, yeah. And in addition to that, making an appointment, I guess, never been easier. I know years ago we would say, well, call and make an appointment or show up and just wait your turn. But you've got the Donor Time app and the website. People can get it right down to the minute, right?
Right, absolutely. And really, like I said, all of these drives do have some openings. So if, you know, you're just not really sure what you have going on that day and you kind of decide last minute, go ahead and come on out. We'll be more than happy to help you, assist you with the process.
All right, excellent. And another thing, too, if people have questions or concerns, maybe it's their first time giving blood or it's a younger person, and mom and dad have done it for years, now it's your turn, but they still might have those questions like, does it hurt? Do you have to lay down afterwards? I bet you get those questions a lot, right?
We do. Well, it is a needle, so it does. There's a little bit of pain involved, but it's not bad. You do get to rest. You kind of lay in a donor chair and during the process, which, depending, you know, whether it's whole blood or platelets, whole blood doesn't take quite as long as platelets, but usually you figure about 45 minutes to an hour to give a whole blood unit. So after you're done, we'll have plenty of snacks at the canteen for you. The great folks out at Maria Stein always make plenty of extra food and have ham sandwiches for their donors there. So, or if you decide to donate at Moeller Brew Barn or Do Good Restaurants, you can go, you know, get a nice meal after you're done with our snacks at our canteen.
Excellent. You know, is it afterwards, is it important to eat or to drink? And are there certain things that are good for people after they've given blood?
Absolutely. You actually want to start hydrating, drinking more water, at least a day in advance, if not two. But really just makes the process better. It makes your blood's going to flow faster. It's going to flow better. You're going to feel better. You definitely want to eat before you donate. Do not donate blood on an empty stomach. You you won't feel well. You may even pass out. So
don't get up too fast. Right.
And our trained staff, you know, keeps a pretty close eye on our donors. But very important to eat and drink both before and afterwards.
And also over the years, Mark, you've honored people, you know, where you kind of keep track on how they've been donating blood, and they reach milestones. And you like to remind people of that because it just lets people know, hey, that could be you, you know, someday. You can do this too.
You know, a lot of people ask, oh, okay, so you can start donating at age 16 with your parents' consent, and at age 17, typical high schoolers, you're on your own to make that decision too. But they'll say, well, what's the upper age limit? And the fact is there is none. It's up to what you and your body can tolerate. And I met a gentleman this past Friday, retired Air Force colonel, just the sweetest gentleman, and his wife was there too, and they're both retired colonels. And he was making his 300th lifetime donation. And he lamented that he was getting on in age and that, you know, maybe wasn't a good idea to drive anymore and problems like that just come with time. But he could still donate blood. He was there like clockwork donating platelets, and an easy thing for him to do. Some folks, you know, their veins may get fatigued or tired over the years. Maybe it's time for them to retire from blood donating. And some folks are just, you know, sort of born to do it, and they have no problem with doing it in a later age. But you don't have to get to later age to reach great milestones. It just comes with dedication, staying healthy. You got to be healthy to donate. That's a great legacy that someone, you know, keeps good practices in their life for staying healthy and keeping a good lifestyle. And then they pass that on to others by being a healthy blood donor. And they are able to build up over the years with, as Donna said, you could donate platelets. Really, some folks do it like clockwork every 2 weeks and really build up some numbers that way. Or the more hard-earned, the slower process of donating maybe up to 6 times a year and accumulating these whole blood donations over time. We're grateful to anybody who does whatever they can. But our hats are off to these donors for life, people who make it a part of the fabric of their lives to donate blood regularly.
Tell you what, Mark, that's the perfect intro to the phrase, not all heroes wear capes, right? I mean, that's what we're, and I'm sure the gentleman would not call himself a hero, no. But we beg to differ, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he's a hero. Not just for serving our country, but just serving the community with blood donations, and they fly under the radar.
They do, yeah. I want to thank both of you for coming. We'll remind people if they have any questions or they want to see these, you know, these blood drives, simply donortime.com or you search Solvita on Google. That will make it all come up for you as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.